Joining us for the next hour and a little bit more is David Icke of DavidIcke.com. He himself had a video with millions and millions of views. It's up to like 7 million on one of his affiliate sites. He has his own backups now through the great folks over at London Real and Brian Rose. But they were really scared of what you said and what you did, and they use you to trigger the lockdown worldwide of any criticism of 5G, any criticism of the response of COVID-19. As you said here a month ago, we've gone from the globalists hiding the New World Order to them selling it. David Icke, thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Alex. Yeah, I want to point something out, though. In that London Real interview, the amount that I said about 5G, which is very relevant because it's an incredibly destructive band of frequency, and they're not banging it out for no reason and banging it out during the lockdown like crazy all over the world. And they're not banning mention of it in relation to current events for fun, but because there is a relevance. But the great thrust of that interview that was banned was not about 5G at all. That was quite a small portion. The great thrust was that the scam is so vast, there is no COVID-19. And interestingly, that same week, one other video of mine or the website was also deleted by YouTube. And it was with an American doctor out of New York State called Andrew Kaufman. And it was an interview my son did with him. And the common denominator of those two videos being banned by YouTube and Vimeo and all the others was not 5G at all. The common theme, because 5G wasn't mentioned in the interview with Kaufman, it was that there is no evidence that COVID-19 exists. And I think, you know, we have to be careful that we're not being diverted here into a cul-de-sac over this Wuhan lab. I have no problem with horrific labs like that existing. I have no problem with the fact they have horrific things going on there. But when I look at a dangerous, lethal virus coming out of a lab, and then I look, A, at the numbers involved here in the West, and B, the absolute frenzy, you mentioned it a little bit earlier, the frenzy right across the Western world, virtually, major countries anyway, to dub anyone COVID-19 without any supporting evidence whatsoever. And I would say this, if COVID-19...
By the way, David, let me interrupt briefly. You got attacked 2 weeks ago in that banned interview for saying they are mislabeling COVID-19 for other deaths. BRICS, 2 days later, the head of Trump's response came out and admitted that. So they're not debating that almost all the tests false identify regular coronavirus is it. So whether you're totally right, it's all fake, or 80% is fake, I mean, they are certainly exaggerating the hell out of this.
Well, they're exaggerating it in every country in the same systematic way. And what's happening now, it was always going to happen eventually, is that more and more doctors who've experienced this, being told you will put COVID-19 on the death certificate for heart attacks deaths, for cancer deaths, for falling down the frickin' stairs deaths, are now starting to come out. Not the majority, of course, but more
no,
and more.
No, David, there's hundreds of them, mainline medical doctors with big practices, and they're getting banned on Facebook and Twitter, too. So now medical doctors can't tell people. I've been ordered to say an old woman that died of a heart attack at 89 years old, I'm being ordered to say this. I mean, now doctors don't have voices in America.
Well, no, because they're speaking against the narrative. And notice the common theme. It's not saying that a virus was released from a Wuhan lab. This is now becoming a mainstream narrative. It's saying there is no COVID-19 and the figures are being systematically manipulated to make it look much bigger than It is.
David, the latter is completely true, and you've been harping on that before anybody else was. So what made you think it didn't exist? Because they're now admitting that they're labeling things that aren't that most of the time it's not. So whether it is a virus but not that deadly, or whether it's a total hoax, how did you first think that?
Total hoax. Let me take you through the sequence. When the first few people, about 197, got sick in around the wet market in Wuhan, the Chinese authorities took about seven of them, and they took fluid from the lungs, and they found a genetic material, not a virus, a genetic material which contains material that vast numbers of people have in their body. They just thought it might at first be a bacteria, and then they said, no, it's a virus. No evidence that it's a virus. Let me give you this. In 1890, a guy called Robert Koch, a German bacteriologist and physician, produced something called the Koch postulates. And this has been the gold standard ever since in mainstream medicine to prove that agent A is causing disease B. And these are basically the postulates. One, everyone has to have the same symptoms. Two, you have to isolate what you say is the agent causing the problem from all other genetic materials.
David, gotta go to break. This is intriguing. Start over when we come back in 4 minutes. DavidIcke.com. I'm Alex Jones. I don't know how long we're gonna be on air. I'm not exaggerating, folks. They literally are about to probably arrest me. We'll be right back.
Attention all radio listeners who still need food supplies. If you've thought about the implication of food-related supply chain disruptions and are concerned about the coming quarantines, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. In the next few days, all Americans will face extremely hard choices. If we've learned anything from China and Italy, it's that quarantines and enforced lockdowns are just a few days away here in the U.S. Listen, while dehydrated food is becoming scarce, you can still get enough open pollinated heirloom seeds to grow a 1 acre crisis garden. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables in the days ahead may actually be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand the nature of the threat. This could be life-saving. Lockdowns can last from 6 to 8 weeks. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports too. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
We can all agree these are troubled times, right? So do you know who's on your wireless network? Whether it's a big company selling your data or a foreign hacker, if you're not protected, everybody sees your information. That's why you need Flash Routers, a custom Wi-Fi router created for privacy. Flash Routers uses a virtual private network, or VPN, to protect your online activity from hackers, trackers, and large corporations. And not just one, but all your devices with one out-of-the-box setup. Plus, Flash Routers also enhances your wireless network performance and unlocks powerful router management tools to let you take total control of your network. Call or click Flash Routers today at 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. That's 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. Protect your wireless home network today with Flash Routers.
Now that this UN global government, Chi-Com, Bill and Melinda Gates medical tyranny has seen how far they can push it, now we just lapped it up like poison. You know now they're going to launch more bioattacks that are even more hardcore. This early one does kill people, but see, it's a virus Bill and Melinda Gates own. It's a virus that's novel from others, so they can give you a vaccine. See, a regular cold or flu virus, you really can't do a vaccine for because it's always mutating. But see, because this is a chimera and lab-made, they can have a speciality. So it's a whole giant franchise. They get filthy rich off of it. They can surveil everybody. Everybody gets to become a suspect. And now when you even have low numbers of death, it doesn't matter because they make a huge spectacle out of it. You watch next year with the flu, it'll even be bigger as well. This is what they've done to us because we're a bunch of domesticated idiots.
When it comes to regaining energy during the day, convenience is key. Sure, coffee, candy, and other highly sugar-filled drinks can give you a short boost, but the crash always follows. That's why we created a mixable energy formula to take on the go when you need a little help. Turbo Force. Similar to other mix-in energy packets, Turbo Force from InfoWars Life utilizes vitamins, amino acids, and extracts used for hundreds of years across the world to provide focus, clarity, and a boost of energy when you need it. Turbo Force is certainly a force to be reckoned with for portable, affordable, and tasty energy. And speaking of affordable, you can even try Turbo Force for a limited time at an incredible 40% off. Don't wait till it's out of stock again and get Turbo Force right now, only at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
I want to be clear to everybody. Alex Jones here back live with David Icke, live on this April 20th transmission. This is no longer academic. This is no longer speculation. We have open world government, medical tyranny, forced inoculations, actual patents 2020-06-0606 for digital chips in your body that are tracked by satellites and 5G, where every movement you have to make just right to get your digital cryptocurrency. This is being proposed, and they're stampeding everyone, and they're saying, you're not just locked in your house. If you leave your house, we'll ban you off Facebook. And once you have the chip, you won't have a job if you don't submit to us. So as David Icke said 25 years ago on this show, and 5 years before that, it'll have to emerge at some point. And I'm getting all these calls saying, Alex, your credibility's so high. David Icke's are so high. How are you feeling? I'm not feeling too good. I'm not happy being proven right. This is crazy because they're openly on the news saying, yeah, it'll kill 700,000 people, Bill Gates said, when we give you this new vaccine globally. And he's going to run it as your digital currency while they're at it. I mean, this is so nightmarish. But David, get back to where you were going with the virus and them counting every death as the virus and counting regular cold virus test as that. Why wouldn't they release a real virus so they can then own it and put out the patents for it as Bill and Melinda Gates? Why would the whole thing be fake?
Yeah, well, I want to come to those Koch postulates and other things that show that this COVID-19 is fake. So, but I'll answer that question first. If you release a bioweapon, you can lose control of it very quickly. And you can start, if it's really a bioweapon and really dangerous, then you are going to take out potentially a lot of people you don't want to take out that are working in your pyramids of manipulation. Most of them are totally clueless what they're part of, but they are important people to what you are trying to do. And you can lose control of it. But if you do it with a fake virus, the perception of one, and you do it by manipulating the figures and the tests, and I want to come to that test because it's a joke, then you can control through pure mathematics and fake testing as the numbers go up and when the numbers go down and when the second wave comes, as what they're planning, of course, you can control that. You
exactly. Have it's got to be fake so you can totally control it. You just bingoed it right there. So you can be scripted as the savior.
So what I was saying is the Chinese, in the first few people that took ill, they took fluid from the lung. And they isolated a genetic code, not a virus, genetic code. And they said it's a virus. It's not. It's a genetic code. So this guy, Robert Koch, in 1890, developed these Koch postulates, which, like I say, have been the gold standard for mainstream medicine ever since in proving that agent A causes problem B. Number one, everyone has to have the same symptoms. Now, that's not happening for a start. Number two, crucial, you have to isolate what you say is the causal agent from all other genetic material, so there's no contamination. You've just got that. You then have to put the alleged causal agent into a living host, and they have to get what you say it causes. And then you have to take material from that living host, put it in another living host, and they have to get what you say this is causing. And then you can say, we've pretty much proved here that this is causing that.
And what you're saying is 120 years ago, the robber barons were poisoning Europe and America. And they knew they were poisoning people. So they said, oh, you're not dying from a toxic waste dump. You're dying from a virus.
Yeah, hold on. What I was going to say is that not one of those Koch postulates has been done with COVID-19. They've never shown that it's a virus because they've only isolated genetic material.
And by the way, medical doctors are saying you're right. They're saying they've never done the test to even prove this is the case. So what you're saying is not speculation. What's really going on?
Yeah, the genetic material that they isolated is actually present in the bodies of vast numbers of people. Quite okay, no problem, because it's just part of a genetic code, which many, many people have. And so they started in China, first of all, diagnosing what they said was this virus by symptoms. And what were the symptoms? Flu-like. The list of possible causes for flu-like symptoms is enormous. You're also in Wuhan, which is notoriously grotesque in terms of air quality, as is Lombardy, the center of the so-called outbreak in Italy. And that they have in both Lombardy and Wuhan, tremendous amounts of lung disease as a result. But they were diagnosing on symptoms. And then they started with this test. Now, what the hell is that? It's called the RT-PCR test. And it does not test for the virus, COVID-19. I say there is no virus, COVID-19. So how could it? It tests for this genetic material. And by the way, and if you have that genetic material, which large numbers of people have, or parts of the content, you're gonna test positive. Now, the guy who invented the RT-PCR test, a guy called Carey Mullis in 1984, said, "Wait for it, this test cannot be used, should not be used for diagnosis." Not least diagnosis of infectious disease. And what are they using it for? Diagnosing COVID-19. So then we are prepared by the hype. Oh, this deadly virus is coming to the West. And when it comes, what happens? And I'll explain the network that allowed that through this is way this is orchestrated in a second. But what happened? The medical profession from the top of their pyramid were told to diagnose COVID-19 on symptoms, flu-like symptoms, pneumonia. So suddenly there is this big transfer of diagnosis of COVID-19 to all these diseases that people were dying off anyway. And so you have in the Lombardy region and Italy in general, 99% of those who are said to have died from COVID-19 had 1, 2, 3, or 4 or more other what they call morbidities, reasons to die. So we had a guy, he was one time a well-known British comedian. He went in a hospital. This is how it works. You go in a hospital, because then in the West, they also introduced this test, which is not testing for COVID-19. It's testing for this genetic material. And so you go in a hospital with anything, and they give you a test. And if you test positive, which the vast numbers of people are because it's genetic material, not a virus, then if you die, and this is in the documents, the documentation is what I'm talking about. If you die, you have COVID-19 put on the death certificate. This comedian, a guy called Eddie Large, he goes in a hospital.
Stay there. We're coming back to hear what happened with the comedian with David Icke, who's on fire. I'm Alex Jones. Stay with us.
Attention GCN self-reliance listeners. If you've ever wanted an emergency solar survival backup system but were waiting for prices too crazy to pass up, this will be the most important message you'll ever hear. Bill Hyde here, and I want to tell you about a huge sale with historically low prices on our PPX microgrid system that's going to let you produce an endless supply of electricity off the grid. The clearance price is a result of the historic flooding we're having here right on the east bank of the Mississippi. Because of the flooding, we've had to move a lot of our inventory to a temporary location. And rather than move it back to the warehouse, we thought we'd offer the system at a price that might seem unbelievable if you didn't know the floodwaters backstory. So here's what you should do right now. Check out the PPX microgrid system at myownpowergrid.com. That's myownpowergrid.com. Over $1,000 in great off-the-grid gear and a ton of bonuses, too. And the best part? You're not going to pay $750 or $500, $300, or even $200. Go to myownpowergrid.com to learn more. That's myownpowergrid.com.
How do you put a people under house arrest? How do you put them under siege? Well, you tell them you're protecting them from a virus that you yourself cooked up with the globalist deep state and then had China release to then take down the populist president and those pesky American people that have become too uppity. Bill Maher even admitted it. Man, I hope we have a depression. And now they've tailored the whole thing where the big corporations and the media are going to keep the country closed, along with the help of the blue cities and blue states, all the time blaming Trump and capitalism and Americanism for the depression it creates. If America is that stupid, we deserve what happens to us. But as for me, I'm not sitting here and I'm not taking it. It's all the nanny state and the peer pressure that they're the good people keeping everybody safe. But that's not what they're doing. They are pulling America up by its roots and irrevocably damaging our savings, our health, our whole world, and committing millions of third world people to death.
What are champions made of?
Here's a man who can show you.
InfoWarsStore.com is simply the best. InfoWarsStore.com beats out all the rest. 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139 is the InfoWarsStore hotline. 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139,
888-253-3139.
That's InfoWars.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, InfoWars can now offer high-quality storable food again. Other manufacturers were sold out 8 weeks ago, and they told people they had food. Most folks never were delivered their food. Well, when our sponsors' food began to run short, they just suspended sales till they opened more factories and secured more food. So to get your orders in right now, they can take new orders and get it to you quickly. They'll probably have to suspend orders very, very soon again because the lockdown of the economy is killing food distribution, farming, you name it, and now it's mainstream news that food shortages and delivery are already starting to happen. If Trump can turn the economy back on and wrest control of our system away from the globalists, things may be okay, but it looks like it's going to get very, very rough. So again, ladies and gentlemen, now is the time to secure the number one thing you need, high-quality, storable food, ready to get to you and your family now. If you get your orders in, at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Look at the shoes you're filling. Look at the blood we're spilling. Look at the world we're killing. The way we've always done before.
I'm Alex Jones, your host, and David Icke is always extremely dynamic and informative. And I got to say, he's totally on target about what he's breaking down here. They have lied about what's killing people. They are saying people that have regular cold virus, that's corona, are dying from this. Now, is he right that it's all fake? Well, when you're being lied to like this, you've been lied to like it, it's totally reasonable to say, I reject this. And his argument is extremely reasonable and is convincing to a great extent. Does that mean he's right? I don't know yet. But why should he be banned? Why should I be banned for questioning known liars? That's really the big question. But I've got a lot of questions for David Icke that I want to ask him for my own selfish interest and yours as well. David, finish up with the folks that just tuned back in. You were getting to this comedian that went into a hospital. I saw the NIH admits, well, that's the National Institute of Health here, that hospitals are about three times empty. Your National Health Service is four times empty, the Guardian reports. I can drive around hospitals. They're empty, but we're told it's the day of the dead time. I've got family that are doctors and nurses in California, in Nebraska. I called them and they said, the doctors and nurses are all drinking vodka and having sex or, you know, literally watching movies, watching Netflix. They say it's empty. There's no COVID-19. Nothing's going on. So the media, Zuckerberg says that's a conspiracy theory. They say the beds are all full. Anybody can drive to a damn hospital and see it's empty. I don't think this is going the way they thought it would, David.
Well, Zuckerberg is not only a liar. He dared not lie because his masters would, you know, not be very pleased, because these people like Zuckerberg and Bezos and all of them, even Gates, they're only gophers. They're very rich gophers, but only gophers for the real power in the shadows. But I was talking about this guy, Eddie Large. He had a long time heart problem, and he went in last week. He went into hospital with heart failure. And what they did was they tested him for COVID-19, because, you know, they'll test the cat for COVID-19. And he tested positive for genetic material, not COVID-19. And when he died of heart failure, they said that he basically died of COVID-19. And there's a very significant use of words that you see over and over and over again in the media and from officials too, where they say so-and-so or this number of people died after testing positive for COVID-19. Not died of, after testing positive. But the figures are counted as if they have died of COVID-19. And I want to just mention something else, just to show you the scale of the deceit. First of all, before I say that, you know, in places like Scotland, Northern Ireland, etc., and other places, it's official policy now that if someone is test positive of COVID-19 and die within 28 days of anything, they have to have COVID-19 on the death certificate.
David, let me stop you. I first heard you saying this a couple months ago, and I thought, okay, David's smart, but we got to see. 2 weeks ago, Brick said on camera, even though I know it's the official policy, she said we count all deaths, car wrecks, cancer, gunshot wounds, and as you said, anybody that's ever had a cold virus has the body's response to this and has the genetic material. So this is the most common thing out there. So that's why I say they released it from there. Bill Gates has it patented, we now know, as a simulant that's actually everywhere. He just patented something that's already out everywhere. So now he claims jurisdiction, and everyone that has it is now guilty and is now evil and can now be rounded up and disappeared. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I just want to make that point that I was going to make, just to show you the scale of the scam. Scott Jensen, a Minnesota senator and a doctor himself, has made the point that Medicare, has these payments, right? Wait for it. If a hospital diagnoses someone with regular pneumonia, they get paid $4,600. If they diagnose the same person with COVID-19 pneumonia, they get $13,000. And if they put a COVID-19 pneumonia on a ventilator, they get $39,000. So not only is this the CDC and the National Health Service all telling their medical staff to diagnose everything that moves COVID-19, they're actually have introduced massive payments, incentives to do it.
By the way, David Icke, how many times is 4,000 plus 39,000 or whatever? That's like 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 times. This is incentivizing COVID-19 hysteria. That's what I was told by family that actually runs a large part of a hospital. They said, listen, it's all empty. We're drinking vodka and having sex and watching Netflix, but we get all this money for it. What the hell is going on?
Yeah, but the thing is, well, what's going on is it's a scam. But, I mean, what I'm looking at now, I mean, the internet has these dancing nurses and doctors in empty hospitals all over the place. They're supposed to be war zones, aren't they? It's insane. And of course, they have the security on the hospitals. They're stopping vast numbers of people actually visiting the hospital, so they'll see the truth of what's going on. It's a joke. But the point is, above everything else, a very simple, obvious point, you do not have to fix the figures if you have a genuine problem. They don't have a genuine problem with human-caused climate change, so they fix the figures. They don't have one with COVID-19, so they fix the figures. And it's a joke. And like I say, what they don't want people to know is there's no virus, because then the house of cards completely comes down. And if I know that, then they know that. And therefore, the jails, if not the hospitals, the jails should be full of these people if there's any justice.
All right, David, we've just spent 3-4 segments and you've got a lot of great points hitting your main topic. What about 400,000 signatures, well past the number they need at whitehouse.gov to investigate Bill and Melinda Gates? What about the global government? What about the forced inoculation? What about the 666 digital ink chip they want to put in us? I know you've been talking a lot about that.
Well, this is what the hoax is about. The hoax is to sell the idea of a fake virus and then justify the solution to that fake problem, what I call a no problem reaction solution, with the mass vaccination. I would call Bill Gates evil, except that evil might sue for defamation of character. This man should be in jail for the rest of his human life, and I would gladly sail into the center of the Atlantic and drop the cell key. But well, we talked about this last time, Alex. Bill Gates, as he's kind of, you know, flitted on, you know, Bill Gates this is all back. Bill Gates said this all back. Now he's walked into the room, the door's clicked behind him, and it ain't going to unclick, and people can now see what this man is. And even then, he's only a gopher. It works like this. This global conspiracy for a global Orwellian, beyond Orwellian state is orchestrated from the shadows. The technology.
Hey, I don't want to stop you. You're with us a little bit in the next hour. Get ready when you say it works like this. I totally agree. Everyone hates him now. They admit all the news. He is the most hated person on earth. He's been called Hitler 2.0. But as you said, he's a front man. But he walked in the room. The door clicked. And where people are like, holy hell, this guy says depopulate, kill old people. Now he loves us. We'll be right back with David Icke, DavidIcke.com, Alex Johnson.
One of the best nutrients nature has provided, beetroot, has been used for hundreds of years in natural medicine. Now you can experience the power of this ingredient today with Vasobeat from InfoWars Life. Guaranteed to be the next addition to your daily routine, Vasobeat is the most concentrated liquid beet extract on the market. Fully utilizing the heart-healthy nitrates and antioxidants to support your mind and body, Vasobeat is great for anyone looking to support healthy living or athletic performance. So check out one of the most incredible ingredients today with Vasobeat from InfoWars Life.
It's time to take a new, healthier approach to one of your most basic needs. The ElectroPure Pro Water Filtration System is the same water filter that Alex and the InfoWars crew use every day for the purest water possible. You can start cleaning the toxins from your water for clean, healthy, and delicious drinking water. Perfect for preppers or anyone concerned with a healthier source of water, the ElectroPure Pro can remove up to 99.9% of impurities. This groundbreaking, gravity-fed water filtration system is like no other. Make sure your water is up to your standards today with the Alexa Pure Pro.
The ultimate turmeric and inflammatory support product on the market, Bodies, is available at 40% off at the InfoWars store. Using pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper, Bodies makes for optimal formula absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Truly utilizing its potential, Bodies contains over 95% of the active ingredients in turmeric. And with five other organic herbs and extracts, Bodies is a synergistic powerhouse of full body support. We worked hard to create a formula that takes advantage of the power of turmeric. Check out Bodies today for 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com and see what this time-tested ingredient can add to your daily routine.
The superpower that I have is that I tell you what I really think, even if it ends up hurting me short term. I believe in God, and I believe in the long run, it'll end up being better for myself and everybody else in this world we live together in. I understand what comes around, goes around, you reap what you sow, and I live that. And I fundamentally, at a cellular level, understand it. Now, if I would have hyped up the virus was going to kill 3, 4, 5 million people like the UN did, I would have sold 5 times more supplements. But you know what? I didn't do that. But I said, on a routine basis, regardless, people are vitamin D deficient, people are deficient in iodine and so many other issues. You need those products regardless. So we started selling out of Vitamineral Fusion, all the other products. I cut the prices from 30% off to 60% off because I knew it was the right thing to do during a crisis to make sure people were incentivized to up their body's defenses. But now I'm telling you, with the economic crises going on, get your storable food now. Globalism is all about making the nation state and the population itself obsolete, non-essential. That's why they position it with economic tariffs, taxes, and controls to where family farms and industry that's based in the United States has to shut down or be part of a large corporate conglomerate. That's part of making us obsolete so that as the human world is phased out, they can simply look at us and say, because, again, you are non-essential. That's what the robots and all of this is about. It's about setting it up where we're no longer in charge of our lives. We can be told to stay in our houses. And after all, shut up. This world doesn't belong to people anyways. It belongs to the new AI gods, the rich elitists that have merged with machines. Yeah, that sounds completely insane, doesn't it? That's actually the public plan they're pushing. These people are completely psychotic and make Hitler look like a choir boy.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. You found it, the tip of the spear. It is The Alex Jones Show.
All right, David Icke's been on with us for powerful 45 minutes, but I've got my own selfish questions. David, open world government, open implantable microchips, open forced inoculations, just absolute evil, depression level. You were on 3 weeks ago. You were saying depression's coming. I've got all of it right here. I mean, 30 million people out of employment, half of L.A. out of work, irrevocable breakdowns. Everyone I know is almost out of money or run out, including professionals. The checks aren't coming. There's nobody to work the fields to get them. Shortages of food beginning. What are the globalists trying to do here, and where do you see this going?
Well, they are creating the greatest form of control, which is dependency. And this is why they're going for food. I've been saying this for weeks. You watch them go for food. They want to control food, so they decide who gets it and who doesn't. And if you want to eat, then you do what they say. And if you want to eat, then you must have the vaccination. If you want to go about not a normal life, that's gone until we the people put it back. But if you want to just move around and do regular things, you've got to have the vaccination. This is where it's going. And the vaccination is key because it's planned to have microchips in there, nano microchips, that will connect us to this smart grid. They're already, you know, circulating, but I mean, that will be big time, a global insertion of these nano microchips. So the vaccination is absolutely crucial that people don't have it. And certainly I'll be doing everything I can to circulate information as much as possible as the weeks pass to point this out. Because,
and by the way, saying this and I was saying this 20-something years ago hypothetically from their own documents. Now, for radio listeners, TV viewers can see it. It's here. This is officially the plan. Oh, and guess who's behind it? Bill Gates.
Yeah, Bill Gates.
Oh, yeah, you were getting into Bill Gates as we went to break. You got interrupted.
I was going to talk about Bill Gates and the Bezoses and all these people. What happens is this. The technology, for reasons I go into in the books, and we've talked about it before, the technology that is required for the smart grid, the whole vaccination. So, you know, as soon as this broke months ago, I said the vaccination already exists. All this stuff about we're working on a vaccination, it's all a load of crap. It's only for public consumption and perception manipulation. They've already got the what they want to put into people. They have all this stuff in the shadows, in the underground bases and the dumbs, the deep underground military bases and so on. So what they need are cover people and cover stories to bring it out into the public arena to make it seem random. And these different cover people, front people, become very, very rich as a result of that. And they specialize in certain areas, like in terms of Gates, it's many areas, including Common Core education, GMO, vaccinations is the big one for him. What the deal is this. You will front up this technology or this area of our agenda, and you will become incredibly rich as a result. But part of the deal is vast amounts of that wealth you are going to spend in the name of philanthropy, advancing our agenda. So you've got Gates in his area, and then you've got Soros, George Soros. His area is he must put vast amounts of money, of $32 billion at the last count, into non-governmental agencies and the woke mentality in all its forms to fund that. This transgender thing, the global warming thing, the political correctness.
And you're on target about that. Is there foundation frontmen for these big foundations? But when we went to break, you said there's this big epic thing, and we had to go to break. You were saying about what's behind the throne or what their end game is and how it's going for them.
Yeah, well, so in the shadows, you've got what I call the spider, which you don't see. And these front people are just that. They're very rich, but they're gophers. And they do what they're told by the spider or else. And the way this virus scam has been played is this. This spider web is like a transnational corporation. You have a headquarters, in this case, in the shadows. And then in each country, you have the equivalent of a corporation subsidiary. You have a network of this cult whose job in that country is to control their government, politics, their finance, their media, and absolutely on behalf of the big pharma cartel, which is a front for the cult, the medical system. And that's their job. And so what you see is different countries doing the same thing in the same way at the same time, because centrally coordinated, it's like, you know, the headquarters of McDonald's tells the subsidiaries of McDonald's around the world, you're going to do it this
way.
And
by the way, it's admitted. CNN just announced, we have the clip coming up. They said anyone that disagrees with anything the WHO says is banned off the internet. So imagine the cult level of that. Where first it's David Icke and Alex Jones, and then now it's you don't disagree with anything we say or you're banned. and you're unpersoned, and once you have a chip, you can't have a job. My God, is that not tyranny?
Yeah, but you see, again, once people grasp how it works, that it's very simple. If it was really complicated, it wouldn't work.
No, it's very authoritarian.
The World Trade Organization as well, it's just the same. But the World Health Organization was created by the Rockefellers with the Rothschilds in the background to control under one roof global health policy.
By the way, just say that. It's the Rockefeller Foundation that set up the UN, and they set up lockstep a decade ago calling for worldwide government and, quote, authoritarianism using a virus for control.
Yeah, and the World Health Organization is obviously part of the network of the UN, which is the stalking horse for world government. And the second biggest funder of the World Health Organization is Bill Gates. And so what the Zuckerbergs and all these other gophers for the cult are saying is that you must not disagree with Bill Gates. And how this virus thing has been orchestrated, real simple. In China, which is a fantastically massive center for this cult, there is a network that runs the place. So what happens in China, that network dictates. And then in these other countries, whether it's America, Israel, Britain, France, Germany, Italy, you've got the sub-network of the cult that is
What's the head of it? Because Communist China, we know, is the most subservient, but it's being programmed. But right now, it's coming out in the news that China runs all U.S. media, basically owns Hollywood. But we know something runs Hollywood, and we know something runs China.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, one of the big centers in the world is Israel. And actually, it's not Jewish people at all. It's a secret society, massive part of the cult, which I called Sabbatean Frankism. I've talked about that before. But you see, China... The reason China has become so important to this cult is that it is the blueprint for this world system. It's already a technocracy. You know, I talked last time we chatted that this global system is a technocracy, which is defined as a society that's run not by elected people, but by bureaucrats, technocrats, scientists, engineers, and so on. Now, what's happening is the technocrats of Silicon Valley have been taking over. What is Bill Gates? He's a technocrat. And what is Bill Gates doing? He's overriding and dictating policy above and outside of elected politicians. You see, the technocracy is unfolding. Now, China is already a technocracy. And it's massively controlled by technology and AI.
Hold on, David. This is too important. We got to go to break again. You're absolutely right. Davos said 6 years ago, we're going to have a technocratic takeover of the planet, the end of freedom. Technocrats will rule things. What does that mean when we come back? And I'll tell you again, listeners, we run a major operation against the globalists. They can't stand the fact that we're here bringing you guests like David Icke. You heard him say they want to use food to control you. We have high-quality, storable food back in stock. Nobody else does at these prices. We have it. Get your orders in now. We had to suspend food sales for a few weeks to make sure all the other orders got out. We're ready to take them again for a limited time. The best storable food, last 25 years. It's good to have that as a backup to know you have it, and it funds the InfoWar, a 360 win. So get that today. And other great products like our vitamin D3 and K, Winter Sun, 50% off and more. InfoWarsStore.com. That's how we're still on air despite the main globalist onslaught. Hour number four with David Icke. Straight ahead. Stay with us.
And all of a sudden, the trap snaps and you're inside. Hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of years, going back to Magna Carta in 1215, of hard-fought basic human dignity and liberty, and believing that the individual was sovereign and had basic, unalienable rights, has been absolutely erased just in months. And the Communist Chinese have been our teachers, and big tech has been our controllers, and we're all being introduced now to the digital straitjacket that depends on us complying with it and depends on us all henpecking each other into submission. But for all of you out there that have decided to go along with this, mark your calendars down, and then in a few months, a few years, look at the world and remember, you did this. You were the prisoners. You were the slaves. You were the people that crouched down and licked the hand that fed you.
As for me, give me liberty or give me death.
It was only 4 months ago that I warned President Trump and the American people that Cobra would never stand for you resisting our takeover. There is no limit to which we will not stoop to make you bow via the fear that is innate in your hearts. It was I, the leader of Cobra, that foresaw your inner cowardice and how much you would enjoy watching Netflix and wearing masks in clubs when you went out to feel all important like you were in a war. When the real target of Cobra was always the billions of people at the edge of starvation who were now dying at the tune of over a million people every 3 weeks. Cobra thanks you for what you've done. Continue the lockdowns while I depopulate the planet. Hail Cobra!
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Break with the mainstream cult. You won't get what you're after until you tune in to David Icke, Alex Jones. They're calling this the best David Icke interview ever. That's what the crew's calling it. But, you know, these are the times that really wake people up. This is a short segment, long segment coming up that David's got to leave us. Gerald Celente's taking over. You were getting into the technocracy and rule of technocrats. And you've got these competing corporations, the big tech that work together, but they're all battling for the hegemonic control of the technocracy. Boil that down for us. Define that, David Icke.
Well, they are and they're not. I mean, what happens in the public arena is not necessarily what's happening. Do corporations compete with each other on one level? But if you go deep enough into them, and I'm talking the major cult corporations, not every company, of course, the major cult corporations, they're structured like every other organization. There's pyramids, compartmentalized pyramids. And if you go deep enough into them or to the top of the pyramid, then that top of the pyramid connects into the spider web, and so does the top of the pyramid of the one you appear to be competing against. So you can see companies go under sometimes. You can see banks go under. And they say, well, why have they allowed that bank to go under? I mean, it's one of theirs. Well, hold on a minute. It doesn't matter if this bank goes under or this corporation goes under, because the cult controls the web. If you control the banking system, then if one bank goes or whatever, it doesn't matter because you control the system. And they control the medical system via Big Pharma and these pyramids of...
Well, as you said, in the 80s especially, and after that, in 2008 and now, they'll bring down their own thing to steal from the shareholders. They keep all the wealth through a bailout. Like Bezos is worth $160 billion. He just got 30-something billion in taxpayer money. I get nothing.
Yeah, because, you know, if you control the government, and you control the deep state, which controls the government, and you control the banking system, and you control the Silicon Valley, then you make sure that the governmental system and the administration of government gives your banking system and gives your Silicon Valley whatever they bloody want. You know, there's two worlds going on. There's the one that people think they live in, where there's competition and where there's a randomness. And then there's another world which is completely controlled, which is actually pulling the strings.
Exactly. We call it communism, fascism, capitalism. There's the rigged system above, and then all the little fake systems they use to play us off against each other.
See, you look at fascism. I mean, I have this phrase. I've been using it since the 90s, opposames. These are things in society that appear to be opposites but are actually the same. So... fascism against communism. All right, okay, so they're the communists, they're the fascists. Well, hold on a minute. It's the same system. It's only in detail.
It's authoritarianism different. With a different paint job.
A technocracy is communism and fascism using technology to control the people, which is what AI is all about. So they control all these different systems. And then there's people who don't understand what's going on in the world. I'm a socialist. I'm a this. I'm a that. And they're fighting among each other. And the cult is in hysterics, controlling the strings of both sides. So when you look at China, that's the blueprint for the world. And it's been able to develop because it is a tyranny. It's an open tyranny. The West is a, up to this point, no longer, has been a in the shadows tyranny.
Stay there. I want to give you the floor to talk about where the world is, the battlefront, the personal decisions we have to make, and about where this is going. Because we sold our soul to China for slave goods, and now, just like alchemy, we took in the Trojan horse, we are becoming the slave because we dehumanized the Chinese people. David Icke will take over in the final segment with him in T-minus 60 seconds. DavidIcke.com. I'm Alex Jones. There's a process where you take a stallion and you tie him down and you cut his testicles off and then he becomes gelded. Well, that's what's happening to the entire world right now. We're going into deep, deep tyranny. Places like North Korea and China are going into deeper tyranny as well. And it's all directed by the UN. It's all a big, cooked-up, giant plan to absolutely take control of your life, bankrupt the economy, and make you dependent on the big mega banks. And to get your universal income, you're going to have to take the inoculations, brainwash your kids the way they say, and have absolutely no freedom. And it's all happening, boom, overnight. This is a giant revolution. And as soon as you put the handcuffs on, they said, oh, it's just an extended spring break, 2 weeks. Notice now it's 18 months, 2 years, 5 years. It never ends. No one can ever die from a virus again. Government will save you. It's a takeover. It's the opposite. They're coming with forced inoculations on record that will reduce your fertility, lower your immunity, and in many cases kill you. And they're telling you it's going to hurt a lot of people.
Another world, another time, in the age of wonder, another world, another time, his life was green and good, until the crystal cracked.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
All right, final segment with David Icke, then Gerald Celente is taking over. David, I want you to have the floor in the last 10 minutes here to talk about solutions. You were paralleling China with the United States, why China's been picked as the model of the world, why this is so critical, and solutions to fight back. But what is it like? You've been awake for 30 years. I've been awake, you know, on air for 26 years, but you came a little bit before me. And I didn't believe a lot of what you're saying back then, but I saw how trailblazing it was and really helped me wake up and open my mind up at many levels. So I appreciate you for that. But pulling back from this, what would you call this period in human time? And are we winning? Are we losing? Because as bad as it is, the globalists making this big move, they've been getting ready for this with decades. And so as scary as it looks, and as bad as we're getting routed right now, I see a giant awakening taking place. And so I go back to this, what do we do to wake up and take action and change the world to make it a better place for free will and humanity? And then just separately, what is it like for you? Because my phone rings off the hook on the street. I mean, normally, you know, 10 to 1 supporters on the street. Now it's 50 to 1, 100 to 1. I mean, I'm getting nothing but love, quite frankly, almost everywhere, except for a few people that start a fight with me because I'm not wearing a mask in a grocery store. They don't even know who I am. So it seems like best of times, worst of times. How would you quantify where we are right now? And what is it like for David Icke to be alive in 2020 and to see everything you predicted manifesting?
Well, I'd rather it didn't. But it's very simple. If you uncover a agenda for the world, which I spent 30 years doing, and nothing intervenes to stop that agenda, then you predict the future. Because you're not actually predicting the future by, you know, a seer sitting in the ether. You're actually just predicting this is the agenda that is being manipulated. And if nothing comes to intervene, then it happens and it appears you've predicted the future. What you've predicted is the agenda they want to unfold. So, you know, it's very easy, you know, to get kind of over the top and, you know, oh, this is this and this is that. Oh, this is a time. This is never, like you get elections. Oh, this is the most important election ever. Well, actually, you know, maybe it's not. But you simply cannot exaggerate, Alex, the scale of where we are now. We are standing at a pivotal point between two roads. And one road is a continuation of what we've been doing all along. And that road will lead to a global technocratic, fascist, communist, vicious, merciless dictatorship in which human thought, the human mind, will no longer exist because AI will do all the thinking and perceiving. And if people think it's bad now, they should just find their children and their grandchildren and they should look them in the eye and ask themselves what they are going to face, considering where we are now. Now, that's what's coming if we go on walking in the same direction. It's a very simple phrase. If you've always, if you always do what you've always done, you'll always get what you've always got. And that's why the few have controlled this human society. Literally, because this is not something new. It's reaching its end game now, but it's not new for thousands of years. And there are common themes and there are common patterns. And, you know, you can look for solutions and they usually lead to more problems. Or you can do the sensible thing. You can remove the cause of the problem and then the problem must disappear because what's made it manifest is gone. And the problem has been generation after generation, culture after culture. I don't care what your religion is. I don't care what your race is. Year after year, decade after decade, century after century, humanity has given its right to think away to a tiny few people. Sometimes it's a religious person. Sometimes it's a political person. Now it's a technocrat and Bill Gates. But the common theme is the same. I'm not going to think for myself. I'm not going to reach my own conclusions. I'm going to be told what to think. I know my place and I'm going to do what I'm told because authority knows best. If there's one thing we know about authority throughout human history, it knows what is best for itself and not the population. My father used to say it's not that power corrupts only and absolute power corrupts absolutely. It's that power attracts the corruptible. And that means
your father was damn right. That's it. Power corrupts the corruptible.
Through all this human history, humanity has been giving its power away to a few. And the power that the few have is the power the population has given away.
And I see you get tears in your eyes when you talk about your dad. Let's talk about our ancestors and everything they did. What would your father be doing today if he was alive here now witnessing this?
Well, he'd be standing with me and behind me. But I want to make a point about where the power is. Please don't think these people have power, that the Gateses and such like have power, that even those in the shadows have power. And I'll give you an example. I said in that London Real interview at one point, I have more power than this cult does, and they know it.
It's true.
And so they control 24/7 the global media and 97% of the information that people receive.
And if you didn't have power, and if we didn't have power, why do they spend all their time trying to shut us up?
And they ran around like someone shouted fire because of one interview I did. One interview on one occasion exposing the fact that this virus doesn't exist and many other things. And suddenly they're running around trying to shut it up and stop it. They haven't. It's all over the world in many languages now. It was a big counterproduction job trying to stop it like that. But the point is, they felt it necessary.
No, why I agree. So what I'm saying is you're right. They have control of the infrastructure because they're evil, but they're losing control. What will they do now to try to block us? Because I agree. I see us winning, David.
Well, I mean, I haven't come here to lose, or there will be no point in that. But the thing is that we are at this pivotal point now, and people need to stiffen their backbone, and they need to just realize this. What they do all the time is try to get delay on human reaction and response. So they'll say, for instance, we're just going to increase the lockdown for 3 weeks. It's only 3 weeks. And people say, 3 weeks, that's not so bad. And
they try to get you to put the handcuffs on. I know you got to go. We got to go to break. You got to do 2 minutes, 3 minutes on the side, and then Gerald's letting me take over. Because I want you to get into this, because I was thinking this morning, how they trick you incrementally to give in and give against your instincts. Then they've got you. DavidIke.com. Stay there. We'll come back in 4 minutes. You'll finish up your point on this and end with that. This is the most powerful David Icke interview ever. London Real is amazing, too, but I'm saying for Alex Jones' show, it's amazing. And he's coming back, coming up on January 3rd with the great Brian Rose, who's an amazing gentleman as well. Very honored to be here with David Icke. You also have Gerald Celente coming up. We'll be right back to finish up with David Icke.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
10 weeks ago, I began to tell listeners that they needed to get high-quality, affordable food, not because of the virus, but because of the crises and the economic shutdown it would cause, because the globalists were planning to hold America hostage and run a blockade through the blue cities and blue states. Now that prediction has come true, because the globalists are running an operation. It's not predictions. We have their battle plans. So, going back more than 8 weeks ago, all major storable food companies were sold out except My Patriot Supply, because they're the biggest and were pre-positioned. When it got to the point they had so many orders coming in that they wouldn't be able to fulfill them in a timely manner, they stopped taking orders till they got caught back up. Well, Now they're caught back up. They've got high-quality horrible food in stock, ready to be packaged and shipped to you. Get your orders in now at InfoWarsStore.com to go right at the head of the queue and get delivered to you as fast as possible and from the InfoWar. Get your horrible food now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Hiding in plain view, Politico, the Associated Press, you name it, admit that a half a billion people, extra 500 million, are now at the subsistence starvation level on top of all the millions already starving because of the global lockdown. That is hundreds of times worse than all the deaths in the world caused by COVID-19. And the very people that cooked it up and gave it to the Chi-Coms at the World Health Organization with Bill Gates involved are now the ones running the operation to shut down society, create a depression, and forcibly inoculate everybody. This is insane. Ladies and gentlemen, if they succeed, it's over. You need to get prepared now. You need to get high-quality, storable food now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. And you need to get politically active and challenge this verbally everywhere. Big tech is trying to censor everyone right now and bully people into saying you can't even challenge verbally social distancing. This is beyond 1984. The tyranny of the dual order is here. Get prepared now and spread the word in the info war. You are the Paul Revere's.
You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Segment with David Icke ahead of Gerald Celente taking over. He's got some technical difficulties, which is providence because we've kind of commandeered part of his show. We really appreciate Gerald. So, David Icke, I want you to finish up with how they try to delay our normal human response, our instincts, our spiritual energy response. They try to dumb us down. They try to say, oh, just 2 weeks. It's a extended holiday, a spring break. And then, of course, oh, now it's 2 years. And now your speech isn't allowed. You can't go out and protest this. With big tech taking the gloves completely off. I mean, this is just outrageous how criminal and how out of control this has gotten. But I just wanted to ask you, as a father and you know, as a human being, you're very calm during all of this. I already asked, what is it like to see everything you predicted come true? And you're like, we didn't predict it. You saw an agenda. You exposed it. We didn't completely stop it. So now we're here. But that agenda is here, but people are awake to it, so we're not hit flat-footed. And if you look at the globalists, their behavior, they are very panicked and very afraid right now. So just closing comments on what you were hitting before the break about the fact that we are the captains of our own ship, and they want to turn off our own instincts.
Yeah, they want to delay things, because every time the response is delayed, they go further along the road to being able to crush response. And we are at that pivotal point where if we go on, it will happen. And we are at a point now which will decide the future of the human race. I mean, as I said earlier, you know, you cannot exaggerate where we are. The future of the human race depends on which of these roads we take. And it's removing the cause of the problem. Cause of the problem is some of us don't, but vast numbers of people give their power to a few and are intimidated by the power of the few, which is only their power being reflected back at them. So if you're going to remove the cause of the problem, we stop giving our power away. We stop being intimidated, because when you look these people in the eye, they blink first. Because they don't have the power that the people have, and they know that if enough of the people wake up, they've not got the wherewithal to resist it. The game's over.
When did humanity have their power stolen?
We've got to draw a line in the sand. We've got to do it now. Not sometime never when there's an R in the month. Not sometime, oh, well, we'll see what happens in 3 weeks and what's going on then. We need to draw a line now. Enough.
That's right. Stop waiting. Metaphysically decide where we stand.
And, you know, people, you know, there's that great song about the French Revolution in the movie, Les Miserables, about do you hear the people sing? Well, the people don't need to sing. They need to frickin' roar. Like the lion behind me. Enough. I mean, what have you got to lose, people? I mean, look at the economic Armageddon that is now facing us. And all the businesses that will never reopen, all the employment that's gone. What is there to lose? What is there to sit on your ass for delaying responding to this?
You're right. In closing, what do you make of the term non-essential? That means subhuman. That means obsolete.
Yeah, well, we are to them just farm animals. That's the whole point. But we ain't. If we remember we're not and start living our lives with the power that we all have, if only we would grasp it and stop giving it away, they'll realize where the real power is. They know where the real power is. That's why they're desperate to bang anyone on their head that puts their head above the parapet and starts calling them out.
All right, let me throw this out in closing. You got to go, and Gerald Celente's taking over, and I really appreciate the time, David Icke. DavidIcke.com, the new book, Triggered, that predicted the next big trigger coming. You are huge all over the world. Sure, make your point.
I will not be intimidated by them ever, because they're little boys in short trousers to me, and I will not blink. And when we, as a human race, not the whole human race, because vast numbers of people, they've just allowed themselves to be software programs. I mean, those that have woken up, when we actually say enough and mean it, then we'll see this thing unravel.
No, but I agree. And I can see there's not fear in your eyes. That's why they fear you. They fear anybody that's gone over to the other side. But let me ask you this in closing. When you pull back from all of this and you see their end game, I don't say this for bleeding hearts. I really care about everybody, just like you do. You're huge in Africa. You're huge in Latin America. People love you all over the world. You're probably bigger than I am, and you know it's not about who's bigger, but you're probably bigger in some of the third world, like Africa and Latin America, than I am, and I'm huge in those countries. People resonate with the truth. I looked at the numbers, even from the UN admitting this, and these are conservative numbers. 2 million people are about to die extra on the 10 million a year. Hundreds of millions will starve if there's a world depression that's already here. Billions total if the collapse happens. We're not talking about a million dead of COVID-19, even if it's real. How do we make the left humanize the third world, that when the first world collapses, they die? That's a big deal, David.
Well, what used to be called the genuine left, which is now woke, is simply a software program. They have given up their right to free thought and allowed themselves to become a press enter people, as I call them. And they need to wake up fast, because if they think this is not going to affect them, well, they better have another look very quickly, because they'll be dealt with eventually as well, because everyone's meant to be subject to this global technocracy.
We're all non-essential.
Yeah. The point is, we do not need to be violent. We do not need to be violent. It's the worst thing we can do. What we need to do is stop cooperating with our own enslavement. There are billions of us. At the core, there is a handful of them. And have you seen Bill Gates? I mean, look at him. Look at him. I mean, he's not the most intelligent man ever to walk the bloody earth, is he?
No, he's
I
the
mean,
front to- man for the spider. In closing, what is the spider? You say it's just evil energy. What is it? Where does it come from? Because you've got deep insight. Where does it come from?
We talked about that in the last interview. In the end, it goes out of this reality that we call the world. But the point is, the people that are imposing this stuff upon us, have you seen them? They're incredibly unimpressive.
Oh, I see videos of like elitist meetings with Bill Gates. There's all these weird, like mentally ill looking people. I mean, they're pathetic.
They're pathetic. They're pathetic people. What are we doing allowing them to dictate our society and to destroy not only the future of adults, but big time the future of children and our grandchildren? What are we doing, people? Come on. Line in the sand. Enough.
I agree. David Icke's, what do we call this interview? David Icke's most powerful interview, The Line in the Sand. Thank you so much. You should come back if you're a trailblazer exposing the pedophilia that's all been documented. Like you said, we salute you, DavidIcke.com, the book. The trigger. God, we really appreciate you, David. We love you.
Thanks, Alex.
Thank you. All right, folks, we're out of time. Gerald Celente's coming up. Hopefully his connection's ready. I won't be here on air if you don't buy the products, the right products you already need. They are hunting me down, which is an experience in victory itself. I'm not afraid of it. And as soon as I'm supposed to be out of the game, it's going to happen. But you need products anyways. They're great products. If you don't buy the products, I'm out of the game. In fact, I thought we had extra capital for the year and like beating some of the attacks, but it just didn't. I need you to fund us right now and pray for us and spread the word if you believe in what we're doing. Plus, you need storable food. Get it right now. Cheryl's Lunch Day text over in just a few minutes. Stay with us.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Authoritarians across the planet want the power to be able to tell you to stay in your houses and don't leave and only go where they tell you to go. It's called martial law. It's called living in an authoritarian country. And everybody knows that. Everybody understands that. And the Democrats have now shown their hands with the deep state, saying we're going to listen to Fauci and the World Health Organization, who've done nothing but put out all this fake disinformation so far. We're not going to listen to the president. We're not going to listen to Congress. And then all these other corporations are going to work in tandem with big tech to surveil and control and keep things shut down. This is economic warfare, and I know everybody understands that. Public, with the president and others, need to develop a plan to understand that this is a global corporate civil war and that we're being held hostage, and this is a mutiny against our country by globalist forces. Only understanding the reality and the magnitude of that gives us any chance of defeating it. One of our best-selling products is Living Defense, and it's been sold out for over 4 months because it's hard to source the ingredients that are organic. We've got a limited supply right now, but it's selling out fast, and I want those of you that haven't experienced Living Defense to get it for yourself. Here's just part of one testimonial.
Hey, look, in January 2016, I went in a hospital. I went in the VA hospital out here in Boise, and I was in there until June, and one of the only things that got me through that ordeal was listening to InfoWars 3 hours a day, and I kept hearing Dr. Group and all you guys talking about Living Defense. Let me tell you something, man. I had an internal digestive problem and I suffered with it for about 5 or 6 years, and the doctors, they tried every test. Nobody could figure out what it is. And then every day when I kept hearing you and Dr. Group and those commercials, I said, you know what? I'm going to get me some of that freaking Living Defense. Now, I wasn't supposed to have any nutritionals because they don't want you to have that stuff, but I ordered it, had it shipped to me. I got it. I hid it from the nurses. I started taking it. Man, that stuff changed my life. It saved my life. Alex Jones and InfoWars saved my life.
This ad will only run for a couple days because it's about to sell out. I noticed, hey, we had a lot of Prostagard. People love it. We've got a lot of it. Why is it suddenly almost sold out? And I went, oh my gosh, it's an incredible formula, not just for the prostate, the saw palmetto that's on record for helping that. It's got everything, vitamin D, a big dose of that, a big dose of zinc, a big dose of selenium, copper, chromium, and a bunch of other stuff. This is the perfect formula for what's going on right now. And it's about to sell out at InfoWarsStore.com. And I want you to have it so that after all this craziness passes, it becomes a normal regimen in your life, because this is something, in my view, you need every day. Get it right now, Prostagard, at InfoWarsStore.com. And whatever you do, please warn others that Mother Nature has given us a lot of things that really help boost our overall health and wellness.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show with Gerald Celente.
Hello, hello, hello. Great great being on the Alex Jones Show. And it was great listening to some of David Icke that I just heard. I'm totally on board with him. This whole thing is a fraud. And when you look at the numbers, only by the numbers, that's all I go by. What do we have now? As we speak, globally, 168,500 people dead worldwide. Out of a population of 7.7 billion people. Adds up to nothing. Again, California, that arrogant little boy Newsom, another little daddy's boy born on third base with that arrogant little boy attitude of his. He starts off his talk and closing down the place and extending it by, we're going to start with scientific data. Show me the scientific data. Show me the scientific data for closing down a state of 40 million people. Gruesome. When, what, about 1,100 people died? And this is over like a 3-month period of dying from this? And again, who's dying? Well, only the facts. Only the facts. Low-life Gavin Newsom, Gruesome, all these dirty, stinking, rotten politicians, the idiot politicians are destroying our world, not only America, and the morons follow their orders. Look at this little clown boy. Look at him. Him telling you what to do. Oh, we got the other freak over here. Yeah, from east to west, we got little Andy Cuomo, another daddy's boy, born on third base, 38 home run. One after another. Here's the deal. Report on nursing home deaths show death of crisis in New York. At least 14 nursing homes in New York and the 18 suburbs and its suburbs have recorded more than 25 coronavirus deaths. And it just keeps going on and on. In Connecticut, nearly 40% of the virus fatalities have involved nursing homes. Oh, these are only the facts. Hey, wait a minute. Nursing homes? Hey, you want to talk about people quarantined? They haven't been out much. But they're dying. And again, they're rigging the numbers. The facts are there. People suspected. No tests suspected. Mark them off. All right, you need more proof? How about this one? Nursing home has dozens of deaths. Authorities in New Jersey are investigating the state's largest nursing home after dozens of residents died, many from coronavirus. 57 people, 19 people. And now you know what the number is? You ready? 20% of the people dying of COVID-19, and again, understanding that the numbers are rigged, are coming from nursing homes. Who are the other people? Wonder why America's numbers are higher than the rest of the world? Well, you know why. Obesity may be linked to severe illness, especially in younger people. New findings about obesity risks are bad news for all Americans, but particularly for African Americans and other people of color who have higher rates of obesity and are already bearing disproportionate burden of COVID-19 deaths. This is from the toilet paper of record, the New York Times. Another study from China, which looked at outcomes among COVID patients, reported that of the 17 patients who died, 15 were either overweight or obese. It's one fact after another. Who's dying? People with compromised immune systems, elderly, diabetics, people with respiratory issues, smoking. Oh, how many people are dead in America so far? Let me see here, the latest number. 42,000. How many people died of smoking-related diseases last year? My numbers are right. I think it's around 480,000, according to the CDC. Centers for Disease crap, because they cook the numbers too. And they're the ones who are putting out there that you can mark anybody you want over here, call them dead with it, with COVID-19 without the proof. 1.5 million people died around the world last year of tuberculosis. 9 million died of, let's see, air pollution related deaths. One after another. Today you got the numbers. That's how many people died of, we got it right there, smoking. And we got 42,000 dead. 13,000 dead in New York State, an arrogant Cuomo, and places locked down, businesses going out of business. People can't pay their rent, can't pay their taxes. Well, we got to keep paying our taxes. How many dead did I say? 13,000 out of a population of 20 million? What are we talking about here? And how many people die every day? This whole thing is a fraud, and the media is the one that's selling it. Right in front of our eyes. Don't believe me? How about that little boy over there, Sucker? Yeah, the clown that's the head of CNN. Where is that piece I got over here? Yeah, he came out and he made a statement that what they got to do is promote the COVID-19. This is when it first happened. It's right there in his language. Again, we write about this in the Trends Journal. Again, support what you can to keep InfoWars out there and their voice heard around the world. And consider subscribing to the Trends Journal. And oh, before I forget, we're going to be having a webinar on April 30th. So we'll be putting more information on our Trends Journal site and how you can log in. And we'll be taking questions. So when you look at the facts are showing that this thing is totally hyped by the media. The numbers do not substantiate the hysteria and all the jobs that people have lost, all the lives have gone down, all the problems that they're having in not paying their rent, not paying their bills, car bills, taxes, on and on. And by the way, all these states that have closed down and all these, quote, public servants that aren't serving us anymore, they should be cutting our school tax. They should be cutting our property taxes. They should be cutting our federal taxes. Why are we paying these public servants to work when they're not serving us? And look at the stupid things they do. Let's take those hoops off the basketball courts in parks. Let's keep people out of parks. No fresh air. Not allowed. Not here. We're in charge. The idiots in charge have destroyed the economy. We are going down to levels unprecedented in world history. Take a look at oil prices. Negative oil prices. Unbelievable. We'll be back and talking about more.
I'm not going to sit here and waste your time or my time and rattle off the successes InfoWars has had. If you're paying attention, you know what we've done together. But I'll tell you this. The technocrats are really up in their game, and they are trying to destroy all independent forms of media. They're trying to shutter and silence human resistance. So now is the time to understand that everything we've talked about has been proven accurate. Everything you warned your friends and family about has turned out to be true. So it's now that your credibility's way up. The power structure's going to silence those of us that they can. But it's up to all of us
to not let them silence any of us. We have the power. But the sun is setting on humanity and setting on free speech. We have to make sure that we fight hard right now to make sure that long, dark night doesn't come. So be the polar bears you are. Globalism is all about making the nation state and the population itself obsolete, non-essential. That's why they position it with economic tariffs, taxes, and controls to where family farms and industry that's based in the United States has to shut down or be part of a large corporate conglomerate. That's part of making us obsolete so that as the human world is phased out, they can simply look at us and say, because, again, you are non-essential. That's what the robots and all of this is about. It's about setting it up where we're no longer in charge of our lives. We can be told to stay in our houses. And after all, shut up. This world doesn't belong to people anyways. It belongs to the new AI gods, the rich elitists that have merged with machines. Yeah, that sounds completely insane, doesn't it? That's actually the public plan they're pushing. These people are completely psychotic and make Hitler look like a choir boy.
How do you put a people under house arrest? How do you put them under siege? Well, you tell them you're protecting them from a virus that you yourself cooked up with the globalist deep state and then had China release to then take down the populist president and those pesky American people that have become too uppity. Bill Maher even admitted it. Man, I hope we have a depression. And now they've tailored the whole thing where the big corporations and the media are going to keep the country closed along with the help of the blue cities and blue states all the time blaming Trump and capitalism and Americanism for the depression it creates. If America is that stupid, we deserve what happens to us. But as for me, I'm not sitting here and I'm not taking it. It's all the nanny state and the peer pressure that they're the good people keeping everybody safe. But that's not what they're doing. They are pulling America up by its roots and irrevocably damaging our savings, our health, our whole world, and committing millions of third world people to death. The America that we've known and loved, the America that was the land of the free, home of the brave, is dying right now. And everything our enemies are doing is about domesticating us, shutting us down, and making us dependent on them. The food shortages have begun. The depression is going to be long and very, very serious. In fact, it's probably too late now to even turn back. Trump tried to stop it, but the mainstream media working with the Chi-Coms blocked it. That's why you and myself, everybody else, has to get prepared now. Do not wait. It's not about the virus. It's about the economic chaos that's going to be unleashed in the next 6 months to a year. Get your high-quality storable foods at InfoWarsStore.com. They're available again, but for a limited time. The food supply is running out. There are major shortages. This is a globalist siege, a globalist lockdown, globalist terrorism. But we, the people, the patriots, have to be prepared. We've already been proven right about prepping so far. We'll get ready to be really proven right. Get your storable foods now at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. Waging war on corruption, it's Gerald Celente. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
It's getting you done.
Hello, hello. Great being on the Alex Jones Show. And remember, do what you can. Put your money where your heart is and support InfoWars. And this is a time the people that are going to prepare, prevail, and prosper are the ones that are going to be in the best shape, physically and spiritually and emotionally. And one of the ways you get in shape physically to keep your health up is InfoWars Life Protein Bars. They're now available for 40% off. So getting your protein has never been easier with InfoWars Life Protein Bars. They're formulated to give you straightforward energy whenever you need it, with nutrient-packed power and no unnatural additives. So unlike other energy bars out there that contain loads of filler fuel and unnatural ingredients, InfoWars Life Protein Bars are made of wholesome ingredients like whey protein, chocolate compounds, and chicory root fiber. Each pack contains 14 bars of easily accessible, great tasting energy on the go to help you reach your goals. So there you got it. Help you reach your goals with InfoWars Life Protein Bar Combos. It's great stuff, and you need to stay in shape. The people that are going down with this virus are the ones in bad shape. Period, paragraph. And the other part about this is that when you look at it, they're saying, well, the amount of people with the virus is much higher than the numbers that they're giving. Okay. If the numbers are much higher than the people are dying, the percentages are a lot lower than what they said before. So again, stay healthy. I said to you before about this Low Lives Prostitutes, particularly on the Cartoon News Network, CNN. This is from the Wall Street Journal, so you know I'm not making it up. Ratings soar, ads vanish at CNN. Pandemic coverage boosts viewership, but recession sees wiping out revenue forecasts. On a recent conference call, CNN chief Jeff Zucker, isn't that a perfect name? How about taking out the Z and put an F in front of it? Because that's who he is, urged editors and producers at the network not to shift focus from coronavirus news updates despite weeks of wall-to-wall coverage of the pandemic. Quote, you need to stay on the news, Mr. Zucker, with an F, said. Yep, Mr. Zucker said, according to a person who listened, quote, people are coming to CNN for the news right now. So remember, their ratings were going way down. Nobody was tuning into this crap. But now they're way back up. Look at it. They show that little Andy Cuomo. I saw his little brother over there, Chrissy. Again, these boys born on third base, thought they had a home run. And he got a place over there in CNN. And isn't that great, huh? So, there you got it. Now, very important what's going on. The markets. The Dow's down now as we speak over 500 points, about 550 points. It's going all over, up and down, in and out, sideways, backwards. There's nothing as I see it that's going to boost these markets. And we've been writing about it a lot in the Trends Journal. Matter of fact, we have Greg Mannarino writing with us now as well. He's very attuned to the equity markets, and we're on this exact same page. This is unprecedented, what I'm going to tell you next. Never heard of before. West Texas. You guys down there in Austin aren't, that's pretty close to West Texas, isn't it? Yeah. You know, West Texas oil prices, how much they're down today? Minus -313%. -313%. You could buy a barrel of oil now for -$38. I'm not making this up. You got to pay because there's no place to store the stuff. There's way more supply than demand. On the oil front over there in the Middle East, Brent crude, that's down to $28 a barrel. Russia needs it at about $48 a barrel, 42. Over there in Saudi Arabia, they need it at over $80 a barrel. Now, let's just stay in the States for a minute. Look at all those oil-rich states and all the oil-rich cities around those oil-rich and shale-rich communities in North America. You think You're going to be in deep problems. Go back to your Trends Journal. Read about what we've been writing about now since last December. The huge debt levels of all of these oil producing companies, particularly the smaller ones. And now even the bigger ones with all that cheap money they had out there, they were borrowing like crazy so they could do stock buybacks and other things. You're deep in debt. You're deep in debt, and now oil prices are going negative. Do you know how many failures there are going to be? Do you know how many millions of people this is going to hit? It's not only the people that work directly for the oil company. It's putting them on those trains and moving it around. Profits collapsing everywhere, everywhere. Imagine oil prices dropping below zero. This is unprecedented in world history. And the reason it's unprecedented in world history is you've got a bunch of idiot, lunatic, moron politicians destroying the global economy in front of our eyes. The arrogance of these lowlives. And you got one after another. Protesters disrupt Kentucky governor's coronavirus briefing, chanting, "We want to work." And of course, I saw what went on in Austin over the weekend with Owen and Joya and Alex Jones and others gathering. And it's starting to happen around different places as well. The people want freedom and they're robbing it from us. Bravo, Alex. Bravo, Owen. And bravo for all the people standing up and fighting as they are in Michigan, as they're doing in other states as well. You look at that guy down in Maryland, the governor, Holder, what the heck's his name? You look at this guy. What did I say before about who's dying? The obese? Wonder why he closed down the place. Yeah, you got to open two doors when this guy walks through them. And he's in charge. What do you got, a country of... a state down there of how many people? About 6 million. And how many died of this? Yeah, look at this guy. All right? Look at him. This clown, this little piece of garbage telling us what to do. Again, another little daddy's boy. Another little daddy was a congressman. You get it? It's one big club and we're not in it. They don't worry about putting us out of work. They steal our money in the name of taxes so they could stay fat and happy. It's up to you to get out and fight. It does not take a majority to prevail, but rather an irate, tireless minority, keen on setting brush fires of freedom in the minds of men and women, Samuel Adams. This is a time to stand up and fight for freedom. Do what you can to support InfoWars. Subscribe to the Trends Journal. The more people we have, the more we can do. And remember, on April 30th, we're going to have a webinar. We'll be taking your questions. Go to trendsjournal.com. Within the next couple of days, we'll have all the information up there and how you can log in. Thank you for tuning in. Keep fighting.